Go Loud. Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
All right, welcome back to our final episode. The season wrap of this season. Yeah. We always say that, don't we? Our final episode, but it's only a season little wrap. But we've had so much fun.
We have. We had a miniature series this season because, I don't know, do people know that you're getting married next week?
I'm not sure they do, actually. I think I've been quite...
Yeah, coy about
it. Gatekeeping a lot of stuff, haven't I?
Surprise! So, yeah, we're all shagging off to Rome and... Various other places.
So we are finishing up the season, but we will be back, and this is brought to you by Go Loud, and it's been a pleasure as always. And yeah, how has your week been?
So my week was good. I was at a wedding in Portugal, toenailless, but it was fine.
Oh yeah, how did she get on?
It was actually fine. My plaster kind of matched the vibe of my outfit.
Oh, perfect.
Like, I was like, David, that's actually not that bad. And he was like, oh, honestly, like, it's actually not. So I was like, would I rock this for Rome?
He was always going to agree with you anyway.
Well, yeah, he had sense. So I literally was there for 48 hours. Faro Airport, oh my God, it's a bad place to be British.
Oh my God, with all the queues. For, I know, it's madness. It's most Spanish airports and Portuguese airports.
Before I was there, there was this group of English guys and they were ahead of us, but they were in the EU queue and we were like, oh God, love them. And like when they got to the top, they were like, are we not in the EU? And the guy was like, no. And he was like, what? And he was like, Brexit. And they were like, oh, fuck. We were like, oh, God. Passed some time.
And how was the wedding? I can't believe you've been like really hammering through weddings.
Yeah, this is my wedding junket now. Oh, my God, it was stunning. And like, you know, it's a good wedding when like I had a load of fun. I didn't know anyone. I feel like that's a sign of a really good wedding.
Really good wedding. Yeah. It looked like it was on wheels from like the very start.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good energy, good vibes.
Yeah.
Good emotions.
Ooh.
Everything was a hit. But like, they're just so emotional.
I know. They really are.
Yeah.
Especially when you know the person like on a personal level and you worked with Ash.
Yeah.
Her dress was stunning.
Yes. Yeah, so gorgeous.
So beautiful.
So sexy. I love a sexy bride.
Yeah. Love a sexy bride. I don't think I'm very sexy. I think I'm real kind of girly. But oh well.
For your wedding?
For my wedding, I think it's more girly, I think.
I'm sure you'll zhuzh it up.
Zhuzh.
Especially with all your sexy spanks going on under there.
Come here, I need to ask you something. What time is appropriate for people to call to the door for trick-or-treating?
Okay, I think 6. Like, we had a panic station in our house earlier because we bought 4 pumpkins and realised we'd bought no sweets. David went to Lidl earlier, there's no sweets in Lidl. So... we were like, please don't call till 6, from 6 onwards at our house, because we don't have anything to give you.
Yeah.
I feel like when it gets dark.
I only got in the door at 4:10. What a rhyme. I really did. And someone knocked at the door at 4:15.
I mean, that's 4. The middle of the morning.
I mean, a trick or treat. And we did have sweets somewhere, but I couldn't find them. So I obviously awkwardly was like, oh, sorry, I wasn't expecting anyone so soon. Ran and came back with nothing. I was like, I could give you a banana. He was like, it's okay. In fairness, it was really nice, but...
your gas going to get egged.
I know. I was like, Jamie, why? I just... but he was like, Niamh, 4:10 is ridiculous.
On.
Who is sending their kids out at 4:10?
You're obviously just sick of them.
It's usually like when it gets a little bit like kind of dark, like 5:30-ish, I'd accept someone at my door.
Yeah. The adrenaline for Halloween when you were a kid, you'd be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. I know. Bonfire, 7 p.m.
I never liked the bonfire. I thought it was mad scary. It was bad vibes.
Yeah, my mum.
Bad
always,
energy.
My mum and dad always told me to stand like 10 metres away from it. And sometimes they used to come up and see how far I was back. And I'd be like over in the corner and be like, I'm here. It's fine.
I'm obeying you.
Yeah, I'm obeying you.
No, I always thought it was mad for the bold kids.
Yeah, it was for the bold kids. Yeah. Although our like bonfire was always quite, it was like a respectful one. I always used to go around with my mum and dad and we used to like stand there and be like, woo.
No,
I don't think there were. What was the point in them?
I feel like
it was.
Well, I don't know. Like, remember the whole like collecting for the bonfire was like such a thing.
Yeah, surely it's terrible for the environment.
Yeah, probably.
And dangerous for everything else. But are you gonna ask me how I am?
Go on then. How are you? Are you all right?
I'm hanging in there. Like the week before our wedding is definitely full on. Like, I left the house at 7:30 this morning. I actually had a great sleep last night. Good. Delighted. I got my teeth on my...
Yeah, oh my God, your things are gone. They look amazing.
And I got them all contoured.
Oh, did she shave them?
She shaved
Sorry,
them.
Sorry, it feels contoured. So good.
Oh, yeah. Love.
I was feral for the teeth shaving, I have to say.
Yeah, I felt a little bit funny. That
thing, getting the thing burned off is horrible though, isn't it? For anyone who has Invisalign, the, you know, like, the attachments, they like weld on.
That's what they are.
That is the worst...
feeling in
the
world.
The worst thing of all.
Yeah. So got them done, was delighted. Gonna do a crash strip now later. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Thanks to David.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Your David. He got me them in America. So I'm gonna have lovely pearly whites, hopefully. And yeah, it's just like the mad, like I'm actually feeling pretty okay, but there's like an undercurrent of overwhelmness just, you know, sitting in the pit, but I'm not fully overwhelmed yet, but it's sitting there. I feel like we're waiting to peak and take over, but I'm like, no, don't get overwhelmed, your grand.
Do you have much to do when you go over there?
No, like the only thing that I need to do now, I need to get my toenails done.
In Rome?
No, I mean just for me, my toenails done in a spray tan is the only thing I need to do. And then I need to run to Penny's, just get a few last minute, you know, dry shampoo, deodorant for the little baskets.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just need to print stuff off and then that's it.
Okay.
And pack.
But when you get over there, do you need to activate all that stuff or like, what do you do?
So... there's a few things that we need to do, but like, it'd be all okay. Mm. Like, I have it under control. And we get there a full 48 hours before, well, pretty much 48 hours before. Yeah, 48 hours before.
Are you Tuesday?
No, Wednesday, early. But we get there at like 11 in the morning.
We're there Thursday, aren't we?
Is that not 48 hours?
No, 24.
We don't get till 2 o'clock.
Well,
oh, like 36. 28 hours. Sorry, 36 hours. Okay. No? I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, I won't argue with you.
Yeah, I have no idea. You won't be there. We have like a full day and morning to get stuff done.
Yeah.
We'll be all okay.
Yeah.
And be fine.
But no just... better one.
And then before we know it, I'll be home and it's then Christmas. The Christmas lights have gone up.
Oh my God, I was looking at that when I was walking in. Like, I'm just a Christmas person. I'm okay with Halloween, like skipping.
Oh no, I like Halloween before. But then like, and then straight away it's just over and it's done. And it's like, you know, sometimes you get a few days after Christmas to have your Christmas decorations up. I don't know who would be having their Halloween decorations up for a couple of days after. Like, get them down.
David only carved our pumpkins earlier today.
What?
Would you be arsed?
Yeah.
Like, the thing's going in the bin in the morning.
Yeah. You could make pumpkin soup.
I hate pumpkin.
Do you?
It was like a massacre in my kitchen earlier. Like, they're grotesque.
No, they are, yeah. Well, no, I actually quite... They remind me of butternut squash.
Yeah, but I don't mind a butternut squash, but
it's
like...
it's kind of similar.
They're just, I think it's because I've seen its guts. I've seen inside it. I'm like,
I know.
It was like purging all over my counter earlier when I came in. I was like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm heading out.
Goodbye.
Cleaned up.
But the wedding run down, it's been mad. But I am excited for Christmas. When I come back, I realise it's Christmas. So that's kind of got me excited.
Do you have to get more sorted for your registry?
No, that's all done. You just need to rock up with your passport or some sort of identification.
You have to do vows.
I don't think so, no. I think you have to say they have, I don't even think they're vows. They're like, basically you're legally marrying. So you have to say some sort of I do.
Jargon,
Yeah, the jargon, exactly. Yeah. But I thought you were going to bring up my funny thing that I put on Close Friends.
I wanted to work it in, but let's just go for it. I was howling. I'm sure the people of the podcast will very much appreciate this.
Oh yeah, and by the way, before I say this, if there's any little ears listening, moms in the car with the kids, I will be talking about Mr. Santa Claus, so maybe just keep that in mind for the next warning few minutes. So Nessa was laughing. So all you know, I'm quite dyslexic, and I was thinking about the time I basically found out that Santa wasn't real, because I think it could have been the third or fourth year that my mum and dad couldn't read my Santa letter. And one or two times I actually got my nana, they got my nana involved. And I was always like, why is my nana coming to me with my Santa letter? And one time she actually had it. And I was like, how do you have my Santa letter? She's like, oh, it didn't go up the chimney, so I had to post it myself. And she was asking me about like this cladda thing that I put on. And basically I was trying to get my mom and dad a present as well. Oh. I was trying to get my mom a necklace and my dad a cladda ring. But I ended up on Christmas Day getting a cladda necklace. And I was like... that's not what I asked for.
Santa is so dumb.
Santa is so dumb. But there was a couple of years, or I don't know how long it was before this. I was old enough to remember anyway. There was one year that I thought I asked for a telescope.
Mm.
And I woke up on Christmas morning and I came down to this book on horoscopes.
That's so funny.
And it was like this awkward, I remember like at the time I really still believed in Santa, and my dad was like, wow, you know, horoscopes, like into the, you know, the star signs. And I was like, yeah, I thought I'd be looking at the stars. And then I think my dad was like, oh, telescope. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And I was like, yeah, I want a telescope. Now, in fairness, I remember getting a telescope. I don't know if it was for my birthday after or something. But I remember then just thinking, and there was like loads of different things that I had on before, like asking for a teddy for Grace, and she got some sort of mad thing. And I was like, Santa keeps getting the most weird, rogue. What's wrong with him? It was actually my writing. But it made me laugh because there was this meme that had basically when dyslexic kids write their letter to Satan instead of Santa, and it's your one from EastEnders, open the door and the place is up in flames. I was like, I can relate to that so much.
I remember I saw a TikTok there a while ago, and it was like when my poetry teacher said I'd never amount to anything, but look what I made, and it was like a pottery piece. It was so funny. I actually was thinking of you, but I feel like I did get out enough. So I was like,
oh no, that's brilliant.
I'm actually just getting a flashback when we were younger, me and my sister. I kind of was getting to the age of like I was like being an absolute hustler, and Santa had left a guitar for someone.
Oh.
Obviously not a musical band in my body. My sister would be into that. So like my parents came down and I had taken the guitar for myself. Like my mom and dad were like, I think Santa left the guitar for Circa. And I was like, no, he left it for me. And they were like, no, I think. And I was like, no, it was for me.
No, stop.
I had like rejigged all the piles and all the stuff that I had.
No.
Like, I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it was for me. Thank you.
Stop.
But like, you know, it was like they couldn't say anything. And I was like, prove it.
And would you have known a little bit that Santa kind of wasn't real? Were you playing?
No, I believed an embarrassingly long time. But also, like, I'm not biting the hand that feeds me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me someone is dropping me presents off every year and I don't ask any questions,
oh, 100%.
I still don't question that shit.
Yeah, I had the joy because my little sister is 7 years younger than me, so we had Christmas for a long time. Santa still actually comes, but we had Christmas and it was so fun.
Yeah.
I remember, like, that was always the real exciting times.
My mum used to Santa used to give me such tripe in my stocking. Like, one year I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? It's rammed, like, so much stuff in here. And I was like digging in to get at it. It was a bar of soap. Another year was denier tights, like 100 denier. I had to be like, here, come here.
Come on.
I actually just love a voucher at this point.
Yeah.
You're very hard to buy for. I was like, well, no one likes soap.
I know, or bath bombs or something that you throw in.
I didn't even take a bar of soap, like militant. Like, you know what I mean? It was like worse than coal. It wasn't even nice soap as well. It was like something a farmer used.
Did you ever get coal at Christmas?
No, what the hell? Those parents need to be studied.
Yeah, no.
Did you?
No.
Did you?
No. I feel
probably
like
ask for a bowl or something.
No, I feel like my sister cut her hair 1 year and I have this memory of like this tiny, she obviously got her presents, but there was a tiny bit of coal like on her side. And I think someone was like, you got all your presents, but that bad call must have been for cutting your hair.
Oh my God, that's like psychological damaging.
No, if you looked at my sister's hair, there was no saving it. She had like four different fringes from like to her hairline back.
Oh my God.
And I remember she got all she wanted, but I think I do
it was
remember.
A warning shot.
It was like, oh, that's a pretty call. That could have been from cutting your hair. That was like right before Christmas as well.
Okay.
Imagine.
Oh my God.
And my sister was a devil.
Was she?
In the best way possible, because she's nothing like that now.
No, she's
She was just like, she just was the youngest and just used to fucking mill around us all. She had us all under her thumb.
She's so chill now, you wouldn't.
Oh my God, she's the most zenest person ever. She'd fall over, she's so zen. I was like, have you got your outfit for the wedding? ordered a few bits. I was like, you're going on Friday? I'm waiting for a delivery officer. That blazer didn't suit this gorgeous blazer she was meant to get. I was like, okay, so you're leaving on Friday and at the moment you've nothing to wear to my wedding. Yeah, don't worry, I'll find something. Text her today. She was like, yeah, Zara ordered, delivered today. And I was like, oh, thank God, you're my little sister.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be walking down the aisle with Mam.
Why stress when she's not, I suppose?
I know, but still, like, just a bit of like, But anyway.
Come here. I don't know if you saw my story earlier. I shared this gas thing of this Dublin woman who ran the marathon. Did you see it?
No, not yet.
Oh my God. She was like, I did the marathon. It was absolutely one of the worst things I've ever done. She's like, you're all fucking liars. And she's like, all this bullshit of like, if you can do a half marathon, you can do a full marathon. She's
no,
like,
fuck.
She's
that.
Like, no. It's double the pain. It's double everything. And she's like, do you know what all you marathon runners need to do? She's like, you all need to go home and fix your childhood family. Because she's like, that's what you're running from.
Or it's always like mid-life crisis stuff. It's always like people who are like, before they turn 40, are going to like run a marathon.
It was so funny. She was like, yeah, like just like basically like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, yes, girl.
You know, you couldn't pay me to do a marathon. I could take or leave a half marathon again. I wouldn't do a half marathon in Dublin. I'd do it in New York again or somewhere that's absolutely gory.
Yeah, that'd occupy you for a couple of miles.
But running, I've realised actually since when I got injured training for the marathon, half marathon this year, I was like, I actually came to a realisation I really don't like running. I think too much. And I was trying to think of any time I came back from a run, how much I enjoyed it. And I think most of the time I didn't. Unless I had a really banging playlist in my ear. Banging playlist in my ear. But otherwise, banging I feel like I'd just like overthink and I'd be telling myself, just stop, you're shit, just stop. Like, what are you running? Like, honestly, that would be the negative self-talk in my head. Like,
wow.
Are you actually going to run another kilometre? Surely not. You're tired, stop. And I'd be like, oh my God. That's what I'd be saying to myself. On the run.
I mean, look, I've shared my views on running. I just feel like it's physical torture and pain. No. Then sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could, but I'm like, I couldn't be.
I just couldn't imagine you.
Me in like a blazer.
I can imagine you in the gym, like lifting weights, like on the bike and all, but like, I just can't imagine you running.
To be honest. Either can I. Like, this is how desperate I got in COVID. I did the couch to 5K and I think I abandoned...
Put up your hand, the nominate five people.
No, I got tagged on that enough times. But I was out of sheer boredom. I was like, oh, fine, I'll do it. But I got to like 3.5K and I was like, life is too short to be doing this. I hate it.
I know.
It's not enjoyable. It's physical pain.
Where there's just like other people where Jamie absolutely loves running. He clears his head. He comes back lighter from a run. I'm like, I come back heavy, sore and like sometimes frustrated.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're like, don't you feel better for doing it? It's like, not really.
The odd time I'd feel better for getting the exercise in. Yeah. But
that's what your one was saying. That she's like, everyone was like, when you finish it, you'll feel it. She's like, no, I hated every second of it. I hated the end of it.
You get really, really injured from running. And don't quote me on this, but I do believe someone telling me that, like, it's not, like, marathon running is not really meant to be good for women and their pelvis and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, just, like, all the, like, the
jiggling
pressure.
Around.
Yeah. Like, I think physiotherapists would be like, unless, like, you're training all the time properly and you're doing all the right physio on your legs. But, like, most of the people aren't. They just, like, do a quick crash course a year or 8 months before and then they just go for it. You couldn't catch me running.
I don't know. I feel we'll be playing that back to. I feel like it's something you'll do.
A marathon?
Yeah.
Let's put a bet on here now. There's no fucking way.
Do you believe Rishwan? No, she doesn't.
There's no way. Torture. Like, people do be running for 5 hours. Yeah. And then you have these lunatics that like get like 3.5 under 4.
Yeah, Luke Chinnigan that we know, he did it in like 3:40 or something.
I know a guy, right, that did it in 2:39. An animal.
Jesus Christ.
An animal.
Fuck.
He's actually due a baby soon. Fair play to him. Doing it for the baby cubs, but like fair, like he was unbelievable. But no. I hold you all to that, girls.
Yeah, this is a life.
In general, girls, you won't believe I signed up for a marathon.
A marathon?
No. Here, have you heard of that dopamine menu?
Somewhat. Enlighten me.
Well, I'm trying to get grips around it now, but I found it quite interesting because so it's basically like to put together your little dopamine menu of what's going to make you feel good. So basically your starter, main and dessert, pretty much. So your starters would be, you know, something that's like quick and under like a minute. So
that makes you feel good.
Makes you feel good. So for you, I'd say it could be lighting a candle.
Yeah, girl.
Setting the tone.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea is, well, I know I'm really bad. It's meant to like stop you scrolling on your phone. It's meant to be like, okay, what are the things on my dopamine menu that are going to like put away my phone and get shit done? But it's also kind of fun as well. But for me, it would probably be lighting a candle. Now, I have to actually be honest with you. Remember I came for Nessa about the whole candle situation? I have gone through sickly amount of candles, actually. It's actually a crime. Where do you put your empty candle stuff?
I've a lot of the time will put them in the bottle bank.
Is that where they go?
I don't know myself there. But yeah, some of them I feel are like glass. So.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I'd love to know.
Sorry if that's wrong, everybody, but that's what I'm doing. So the starter, the main, the dessert. Okay, so if I had a dopamine menu, right, mm-hmm. my starter, something quick, right,
mm-hmm.
makes me feel good. I love a shower.
Oh, yeah. Colder, boy. Oh, sorry.
Scalding.
Awesome.
Hello.
Question.
A little candle.
Yeah.
Moment. Mm-hmm. I love a daytime candle. I think it's so chic. I do.
Yeah, it's nice in the winter.
No, it's lovely. Yeah, probably went in summer. But I remember there a while ago, I was having a curly whirly midday and a candle was lit. And I was like, this is living.
Yeah.
This is peak living.
To keep your curly whirlies in the freezer.
No, what the fuck? No, I was going to say the fridge. No, the press. I don't like chocolate in the fridge.
I do. That's madness that you don't. Lovely and cold.
So my starter would be a shower. Yeah. Followed by a candle.
Okay, because that's under 10 minutes. So quick shower.
Yeah, and I love a coffee.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I'm stuck on my main course, but I have a few sides, right? So this is like something you can do while you're doing something else.
Okay.
So I'd love like a podcast.
Right.
So I think I was saying this before, but especially if I have done my washing over the weekend and it's drying,
mm-hmm.
I will leave it until the Monday because I know our pod comes out on a Monday and I'll put it away or fold or whatever when I have. And it's like I go on autopilot.
And you just do it then?
I can just monotonously clean. Like, it's like I just go on autopilot and mm-hmm. I don't feel the horror of a chore.
Yeah.
So that's a side I like. Or if I'm having like a sad girl side,
mm-hmm.
if I need to like mull something over at my side, there would be like a big walk.
Yeah. Fab.
Yeah. My dessert is vapes with my friends. Or I love like a pint of Guinness.
But a pint of Guinness isn't bad.
No, though. I know. Yeah.
Vaping.
But not really. It's just lovely to have a little vape with your friends sometimes. I'm stuck on my main course.
Okay, well, let me say mine then.
All right, go on.
So my starters would be, probably lighting a candle. I wouldn't do a shower. Like, I think for my main course, if I could, I'd be doing like an all-in-one shower and watching Housewives. Like, all-in-one bath. So I'd be having like my bath, scrub my tan off, shave, exfoliate.
That's not relaxing.
I find that really relaxing.
I can't stand an everything shower.
I feel
but that would just feel like a chore to me. Sorry, I'm not going to shit all over your...
But I feel really good after because I'm super squeaky clean. I'm a hairless cat. I have a treatment in my hair. I've just watched a lovely episode of Housewives. And then like my sides would probably be Housewives.
You say Housewives weird.
Housewives.
Yeah.
House.
I feel like you say it different to me.
Housewives.
You're like Housewives. And I'm like Housewives. Doesn't she?
House.
Why is House weird?
You know why I do? Because it's one word. It's the real Housewives. So I just, it's not Housewives. It's Housewives.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
They're not two separate words.
Sorry, just stop me with tracks there.
Okay, so that's why I say it, because it's one word. And then one thing that I love doing as sides is I actually love doing the ironing and watching Bravo. So another reality TV, whether it be Housewives or Below Deck. Or
I never iron ever.
Yeah, I've gotten into ironing because I go into my wardrobe and then stuff isn't ironed and it bothers me.
Yeah, I use a steamer.
I have a steamer too, but I just have found joy and I actually iron all Jamie's clothes now. And I sit there and they come off straight off the line, dry, obviously, and then put on my show and I actually feel, I find it very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Very therapeutic. And I just switch off and I'm like in this trance for about an hour. I always make sure I just two episodes back to back.
Would that be your main, the ironing?
Yeah, I feel like because I'm getting practical stuff done, but then I'm watching like my Housewives and it's kind of mindless.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I think. Because is that not what it's meant to be?
I mean, I'm one to judge. I can't even think of a main of what would bring me joy in my life.
Is it meant to be like joy, but then something practical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do definitely think then changing bed sheets.
Oh, yeah. Changing bed sheets.
It's the eternal rewards.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And when the house is like spotlessly clean and you're just like getting into new pajamas, fresh sheets, house is clean. you're just out of that all-in-one bath where you're squeaky, sliding all over the bed.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah.
But I do love a good, like, I get such a good hit out of coaching my spin classes with the girls, like the rhythm ride.
Yeah.
And like, I get such energy off them, and then I feel like I've achieved something because they love the classes and I'm also having a fucking ball as well.
Yeah.
So that's a huge dopamine for me. And then dessert, oh, probably like online shopping. Like,
yeah,
I've actually, all I've been now ordering for is the wedding stuff, but I used to be addicted to online shopping, and I actually used to lean on it so much in like my really sad days, and I would do nothing with the clothes.
Yeah.
They'd come and I'd be like, they're just going to sit there.
Yeah.
But they used to give me a little hitch, which wasn't good. But they were good dopamine menus.
Yeah, I know.
Me and the Arnon and the housewives.
The housewives.
The housewives.
Fair play to you. I wish I could commit to you. You love it.
Oh, I'm...
I'm always so jealous of how connected you are to
it. And I have like my people who I speak to about it as well. Like, I have my crew of people that watch it, and we're so invested. It's like we're part of the housewives.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, for the segment this week on our Chronically Offline, I need your help, Miss Cullen.
Yeah.
I'm seeing and hearing a lot about this Bonnie Blue person. What the hell is going on?
So, yeah, Bonnie Blue, in a nutshell, is a 24-year-old sex worker and OnlyFans content creator. And she started out making from 4,000 a week to like 10,000 a month, and then more and more and more. But she started her attraction on TikTok and how she'd like go to different spots, particularly like students. And she'd say this thing, barely legal. And like, she'd be, you know, selling sex.
Yeah.
In like Freshers Week. And then it came on and she said that she was, you know, she'd have sex with dads, and she'd have this really horrible narrative about women being like, oh, that's why men cheat, is because the women are giving out to the men for about stupid pots and pans when they really just want to bend you over the counter. Like, this was her quote. Just mad stuff like this. And like, so
is she English?
Yeah, I don't know what part she is from England, but like, she's actually a really pretty girl, and it's so sad to see, because obviously there's so many young girls looking at her, and it's quite like very impressionable. But yeah, now some of her words that she used is just like, men are gonna look elsewhere if they're bored. And like, basically, that's where she comes in. But I think
our men alone.
I know. But the reason why she's being quite criticized is because she's like just manipulating young students as targets, I think. And that's what, like, saying the words barely legal is just mad to me as well.
What does she mean by that?
Well, people who are just leaving college are just 18, aren't they? When you go to college, you're just 18, aren't you? Yeah. So it's like barely legal. And I think the legal age for sex is 18. I actually don't really know. So a lot of people have rallied online, being like, Bonnie Blue is a full-blown predator profiting off taking advantage of young boys. This is a quote from some girl on TikTok. Actually, Glamour magazine did like a full spread on it, and one of them said, if this was a man with freshly 18-year-old girls, there'd be a genuine like life-ruining uproar, which is so true. But because it's a woman doing it freshly for 18 boys, well, people just have kind of stopped talking about it. And it's kind of true, but she recently went on the
GK Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, I feel like it's just a bit so disappointing for Grace to do that.
Give her a platform sort of a thing.
Yeah. Now, I did like kind of listen to bits and bobs, and I think for the most part it was kind of lighthearted, but she does talk about what she does. And like, I just feel like it's all a bit fucking mad, in my opinion. Do you know what I think?
Yeah, I think the barely legal thing is mad. I find a bit mad. But then, I don't know, like, sex workers, if it's consensual to them and they want to do it, like, I think there's a lot of shame attached with it sometimes, that like, if that's what they want to do and they don't care, we shouldn't care, sort of a thing. Do you know? No. I don't know. I'm just like, you know, in like, I think in Amsterdam and stuff.
But that's regulated, and it's like...
Yeah, but they're sex workers.
But they're regulated under law. Like, this one, Bonnie Blue, was like a young 24-year-old woman, and I think she's going all wrong about it. Do you know? And it's all these young people. It's not just her. But do whatever what you want to do, but promoting it as a thing to be doing for women, and young girls looking at that being like,
you could say there, like, there's nothing wrong with sex and like sex positivity, and if she's comfortable with that, like, we shouldn't have a problem with it, you know.
I don't don't know whether I, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sit right with me at all.
I feel if the person, if that's what they want to do, it's like, remember we were talking about it with Nevo and she was like, there's such shame attached to OnlyFans. And she's like, that's why I stopped doing it.
No, it's not mine. OnlyFans. OnlyFans fine because it's on a private account and you pay, you go onto a platform to pay it and it's kind of like a private way of streaming. She's on TikTok, like putting up her location. I just think it's, yeah. I don't know, I just find the whole thing, like, don't get me wrong, I'm all for sex positivity, and but I just think the way she's going about it is all wrong. And she's 24 years of age. There's a lot of young women looking up at her, and I just think she's giving...
She's very young herself.
Yeah, she. I just feel like she's giving the total wrong impression. Yeah. And just, like, I'm like, yeah, like...
She's, like, unapologetic.
And then she said, like, 100 men in whatever time, and I'm like, no.
Where would you find the energy?
Yeah, honestly. Sure, you...
She's on the ashwagandha anyway. Yeah.
But no, I don't know. There's just something with me that just doesn't sit right with this at all.
Yeah, no, I get you. I'm just devil's advocating here. It feels a bit, it feels sinister or something.
Yeah, it's more the, like, she keeps the barely legal and she's going to the likes of Freshers Week and students where
it's gross.
It's just a bit, it's so manipulative and she's gorgeous and like men that age are just going to fall at their feet for that. And I just think that's where it's totally wrong and how she's, I suppose, sharing that. I just don't really like that part at all.
Yeah, I need to nosedive her because I've been hearing
you should, and then let me know. Because I'm not against, like, sex workers, like, whatever, you know, you have to do a job and if that's the job you want to do, that's fine. It's just her promotion about it and then just the manipulation of all the young men and they're like, and she, the barely legal part is like so icky to me.
Yeah. Well, people, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Share your opinions with us on the Unveiled Pod Instagram, or you can email us a scholar and an essay, please.
Yes, please do.
At unveiled@goloudnow.com. Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm going to listen to the GK Barry
thing
and get the source of it.
Because, like I said, it's the barely legal part.
Yeah.
It's like the students, it's like nearly at underage that I don't like. And then some of her things about like men and cheating on their wives. I don't think she actually really agrees with that. It's just her kind of phrasing around it. Come off, but she's only 24, she's quite young.
Yeah.
But yeah, do let us know.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is our season wrap.
Oh my God, sweetie pie. We'll be back in January in the dredges.
Woman.
Yeah, Neve will be training for the marathon.
And then you'll hear endlessly in your ear about Nessa's wedding lead up.
Yeah, God, yes. This is a wedding podcast now. We ate our words.
Yeah, I know. Unveiled.
Literally.
Literally.
Don't worry about missing us too soon because we have got a 4-part mini wedding series going out over the next 2 weeks. All to do with Neve's fun items for the wedding. She lets us in with some secrets and takes us along with us. So you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, I can't wait to share with you all. And yeah, see us next season.
Season 3 wrapped. Bye.
Love you.
Love you loads. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Neve Cullen and Nessa Morrissey. A Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.